All right, you're ready, Commissioner.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm Julie Fedorchak, Chairman of the Public Service Commission, and we are gathered on the 12th floor of the Capitol for a work session on one out case PU-15-113. Just a little.
I do not understand.
Is that Siri over there? Yeah. All right. The company. Here we go. Here's the letter. Has the commission granted a order for the construction of these gas permits back in gas plants in 2010?
Yeah, PU-10666.
And there's granted in 11. Granted in 11. Oh yeah, there it is. May 18th of 2011. And now the company wants to make some changes within the footprint of that facility. And we recently had some clarification and discussion with the legislature on changes within the footprints and modifications, and further confirmed that their intent is to require basic certifications of what's going on within the footprint, that there isn't going to be any avoidance exclusion areas impacted, that avoidance areas aren't new, that they can apply with all the applicable federal, state, and local laws. And so the company has done that in this, and now they want to add a ethanizer to this facility, de-ethanizer. And they've provided all the information that we need to I don't know that we even need to grant them authority to do that. Do we, Pat? Isn't it just a notification that they're confirming?
The issue that has arisen from the situation is is what they agreed to under the certification under case 666, and it's under provision 29, and I outlined that on that on the memo I quickly just handed out there. And on there, it says that they need written commission approval, as well as there has to be a notice of opportunity for a hearing to be placed under the order.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what put us in the situation today. So we're kind of in the situation where we need to do a notice of opportunity for a hearing, as well as get commission approval. And they intend to start on April 27th, so it is kind of a time-sensitive issue. In the past, we have had a situation similar to this. And what the commission essentially did in that situation was they delegated the authority to the staff to give the written approval, as well as had the staff put out a notice of opportunity for a hearing, and it made the actual approval condition upon a hearing not occurring,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
If there would have been a hearing, we'd have had a decision. But I
right.
think that's, I don't know, my two cents, that's all at the same time. And
in the previous case, it was actually comments. They were actually filed, and they weren't material to disregarding the modifications. And also, if someone does request a hearing and you find that there isn't good cause for to actually have the hearing, then we wouldn't actually mm-hmm. need to actually grant that hearing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have no problem with granting them the approval, if that's what it is, to move ahead. I'm not a huge fan of the notice of opportunity for hearing, and because we're setting out, if somebody requests one,
it isn't ideal. But
when we say here, a line here is, see. Staff's understanding is that One Oak believes the statute authorizing the certification supersedes the certification provision that is incorporated into the order. If that's true, then if that the statute supersedes our provisions, then are we obligated to go through with this granting notice of opportunity for hearing?
It's the staff's position that they agreed to this certification and to order provision, as well as the we did order it, so they are beholden to that order from the past, and so we want to follow through with that.
Okay. All right. Randy, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, the way I'm understanding it from staff is, you know, for whatever reasons that have been discussed for the last several weeks in that whatever bill we just kind of agreed to amendments to redo the footprint law on, the decision was made at one time that this was important because the original footprint bill language allowed for unrelated activities to occur, and so these were done this way. Companies agreed to them. If there is something that someone could bring up in a request for a hearing that really, you know, had the kind of merit that I think it would take before we would grant the request, then maybe we'd be glad that it was caught. But in the meantime, my understanding of what the staff's recommendation here is to go ahead and authorize them to move ahead along with the notice of opportunity, recognizing that there could be that chance that someone brings something to our attention. I think that sounds like a good resolution in this case, or, you know, probably some of these other cases that are already out there were approved during the old footprint language that was seemingly pretty loose, and where they agreed to these to the certification provisions.
How long is the notice? Remind me.
30 days.
Okay. Yeah. They'll be well into construction in that time period.
In the previous case, staff was allowed to just do it through email, give approval through an email to the as well.
Yeah, I remember that case while it was early on in our tenure here. It's a little different being a pipeline, though, because they, you know, there was a better chance that they wouldn't actually have gotten to that chunk, and, you know, with the way the pipeline construction is done. So I had less concern then than on this one. They could be done with the construction. I don't know how long it takes, but anyway, well, I guess we just have to deal with that if that happens.
Well, it'd probably be, if someone wants it, it'd probably be something that contradicts the statements they gave us. Because, you know, they certified everything is cool. That's what it comes down to. If somebody says it's not, then we'd have an issue to look at. But if we grant staff the authority to do it, we don't give away any of our final authority.
Mm-hmm.
Let this run its course, and then it's final. Now, the question would be, if we want to do a special meeting to save a week, we could certainly do that. Otherwise, we'd wait until next Wednesday to add it on.
Add what on?
The notice. Because we could do a special meeting. Excuse me, do a special meeting and do the notice like today. Or we could just incorporate it next Wednesday. Give you a week off the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that if we granted staff the authority to go ahead and approve this, you know, pending a notice going out, until whatever that time frame is that notice gets published and the days go by that people have to request a hearing, I would think that the company would be taking that into consideration in their construction calendar. And so I would think that the quicker we could go ahead and get it all executed and get the days counting down, the better. And so if that's the direction that we're going to go, I would favor doing it as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
I don't think that issuing a notice of opportunity is something that takes a lot of time for us to be contemplating for the next week.
No, we could, I mean, we have the next 45 minutes set aside for this, so we could easily allow that work to be done and get together at 20 after 2 or something.
Fine by me. And I think it's on for discussion for our next meeting, but we're going to see a lot of cases like this coming our way. So we might want to consider giving one notice for a whole bunch of cases that have the similar type situation. That way we deal with it. Otherwise, they'll trickle in piecemeal.
Yeah. I do have this going on discussion on the next meeting for us to talk about how we want to handle this. And yeah, because this is not, I don't like creating special meetings. I just don't like doing that out of the order. It's just not a good habit. It just feels like we're kind of in a box on this, and I don't want to be put there again and again on, you know, a bunch of new cases like this. So Pat is going through and looking at how many cases we have, so we have the numbers, and we can kind of come up with a plan next week when we meet at our regular scheduled meeting for how we want to deal with these kind of en masse. So,
although, well, I'm favorable to doing this one because there's a project planned and seemingly ready to go and get started, and I think that the likelihood of that amendment and the bill it's attached to passing and being signed by the governor, I don't think that's probably all done yet. So maybe we better. Like I say, I'm favorable with moving this one along, but before we adopt something that changes all those old cases, we better wait and see once if maybe the legislature looked at all this differently, and maybe what we kind of concluded in those discussions was what we think was a way to follow the original legislative intent, and so maybe they'll tell us that they had a different intention.
Yeah. Well, by next Wednesday, they'll probably have acted on
probably,
that. We'll know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on this?
Good work, Jack, putting all this together.
Thank you.
Pat, in case.
Yep. Pat, do you have any other comments to make or thoughts to add?
No. Nope. If I heard right, you wanted a notice today.
Yeah, if we could get that put together, and then we could call a special meeting for 2:15.
We have a 2:00. You have a budget discussion.
Did you do it for 2? Okay.
How long does it take to prepare that kind of a notice?
Well, let's see. It shouldn't take too long. If it's what I could do is I could look back at the example of the notice that we produced in the case that we're using as an example.
In a relatively simple case, if it's workable for us to just grant staff the authority to grant this approval of this project, is it not just as workable to grant staff the authority to issue a notice of opportunity for hearing?
I don't think
so. Something we always vote on. I don't know. Alana? Jack?
That's a major change in policy. I wouldn't want to grant that.
It's a formal, you're issuing a formal document. The other part of this is a discussion where you're giving staff direction. But the formal document, I think you'll want your motion on. And I'd like to add something.
Yes.
To that special meeting. Dickinson Wynn, attorney.
Oh.
New attorney.
Yeah. And I can talk about that when the time comes.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Alana.
There's always staff who perk up when there's a special meeting. It's great.
Jerry just heard something. Special meeting. What
10 things can I add?
So do we?
Well, from that standpoint, it's productive.
So is our direction clear enough, or do we need to make that any more clear on the authorization part?
You mean to move forward?
Yeah.
I thought the letter that Pat wrote was clear. Did you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was fine as long as our attorneys don't have any angst with it.
The acknowledgement letter?
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, the dear Mr. Morrison letter.
I sent a revised Morrison letter. I sent out the first one, then I revised it a bit. And you probably, are you looking at the revised one?
Was that in our inboxes this morning? Or was there another one after that?
It was yesterday, I think I sent out.
Yep, I looked at
the first one, and an hour later I sent out a revised one.
I think I have the revised.
Ilana had some comments on mine, but...
I thought it said, let us know when it's constructed.
I was thinking of using, again, going back to the case that we're referring to.
Or when construction is complete. I think that was... Okay. Why don't you bring it to the 2:30 meeting? We should be able to finish up our budget discussion by 2:30. Special meeting at 2:30. And does that give you enough time, you guys?
We'll go for it.
Do you want to say 2:45?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say 2:45 then.
2:45.
All right. Anything else for this?
One thing I was concerned about with that letter is I believe that staff was concerned about actually having received some sort of filing from One Oak stating that they are requesting the approval, so we're just not giving it out with a formal request for the actual approval itself. Am I right, Pat, on that?
Well, that's why I thought I would use the
acknowledgement.
Email. I would use the email.
Oh, the actual email. That's what you were talking about. I see.
And I'll bring that email. I'll bring it to the commission, to the meeting, a special meeting for the commissioners to review at 2:45.
Okay.
So is this One Oak request that the commission acknowledge receipt of the attached certification not enough of a request for us to take action your mind?
My understanding was that would just say that we received all the requirements that need to be filed under the footprint law, but not actually approving the modification as required in the certification.
I heard the commission say you guys tell them yes, approve it, and then the process, whatever you put the letter saying, staff for issues, go ahead and build it. This will be noticed. It'll be final, but that's you guys.
They say that they shall inform the commission in writing of any modifications of any plans to modify the site, obtain written approval.
If you look at the very last forms that I attached to this this group, that email is the actual approval that we sent last time under the Bach and Link case.
That two-page one?
Yes, it's just an email that was sent out to the company.
Oh.
So I believe we intended to use a similar format if the commission deems that appropriate.
Yeah, except for they've already done a lot of this. So it's not exactly the same.
Yeah, I have to tailor it.
Yeah, it would be changed.
Okay.
Is there anything that we would still be asking them to provide? Or is it just pointing out that we're doing the notice of opportunity?
I think that's it. Just do it that we're doing the notice.
So that second paragraph would be real short.
Yep.
Second, third, fourth.
Right. There isn't much left.
I mean, pretty much it would be the first one and the second to last.
A little bit of the second one. The commission determined that a notice of opportunity for hearing will be issued.
Yeah.
I'll say that. The email, other than having the commission review it at 2:45, I mean, the notice is going to come first.
That's fine.
I don't need to review the email, Pat, if
whatever. Yeah, I think it's fine the way you've got it plugged out here, too. All right.
Okay.
Anything else from anybody? All right. Okay, then we will close this work session, and we'll move. Can we start our budget discussion, or does it...
You gotta wait till 2
o'clock. Okay, so...